You know, I have a book that I recently purchased on knitting and all its therapeutic qualities, but that's exactly what you get from this, because it's an easily mastered skill. I taught in New Haven, which was pretty, it was a city, and it was pretty diverse. All of my students every year learned how to hook, and I would teach them how to knit. And it's amazing that even the most difficult of students would sit, and it just causes them to kind of, it's an introverted sport, I guess you would say. And it just causes you to kick it down a little bit. And once you master it, which because it's so easy to master, you kind of get into that meditative flow. And it's really so therapeutic. You know, I do fear my days of being in the nursing home when I'm going to probably be stealing people's wool jackets and stripping them, you know. I mean, it's going to be like, oh, that woman in room 20 is, you know, got into Mr. somebody's britches, and I'll have it all stripped and hooked. And, you know, even when my kids were in high school, I used to sit behind them, the mothers and the fathers, and I'd be like, when you're done with that jacket, that would be a really nice bear, you know. I'd be like constantly thinking.
That's so great. Now, so actually, let's say you get an old tweed jacket, beautiful.
Yep.
So you would, can you describe how you do strip it?
You would take the I always wash them. And as soon as you bring any new wool into the house, you want to make sure you wash them so that you don't have any moth eggs, because it's the moth eggs that will eat their way out of the wool and cause holes. I immediately throw them into the washer, and then I strip them.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes I strip out the linings and stuff, but I do find it much easier to strip it after. Once you get the straight of grain, then I just kind of store them, all my browns, my mediums,
So you're deconstructing it. You're pulling it
you
apart.
You pull it apart, and then you can over-dye it, like I was saying. You could do all different colors, or you can use it as it is. Like, hooking plaids come out very different, and it's very fun. So you do that, and then I have a cutter. I don't know if anybody brought their cutters with them today, but I figured somebody would have. But I have an old-fashioned bliss cutter. It kind of looks like a noodle machine. And then you can get different size cuts. Whereas this one here, somebody brought today, they want me to repair it because they had a dog that chewed a little, you know. And being a dog lover, so I've had a number. I hook rugs for my dog. So she's asking me. But this is a very tiny strip.
Like a three?
Yep. And then this is, you know, shading, and whereas I like the thick strips, and I let the wool just go wild, you know, just a little bit more. I don't know if that's the 70s that's still in me.
Could be.
Yeah, but it's really also different texture.
This is also all different colors and modeled, so you'll see how it ends up being, you know, it gives it some motion, it gives it some activity without it being like a flat background. Like this one here, if I had left it all black, would have been even more boring.
Right.
You know, but it was a learning curve, you know.
But then this looks so almost like a manufactured quilt.
Yes.
Is that even smaller than three?
Yes. And this, did you talk to Pat about this at all? I should have her come up
Pat
and talk
who?
About it. Pat?
Pat? This is her second.
This is her second rug, and this is not all wool. Like, these are from the days when they used to get scraps of wool at the store or scraps of material and just stripped it and you just throw it in. So, and when I was describing earlier, if you have a rug, all of my rugs have a piece of poison that I talk about, and you put something in. This is pretty. No, I'm not. I gave up snow rage for Lent. So she did say that this wasn't all wool.
Okay,
because
it's a mix.
She ended up putting it, and she did this in 1978.
Wow.
So she's been hooking
Davey.
Pat Davey.
So
she's over
Pat
there.
Davey?
Pat.
Pat.
And she could tell you about, you know.
Oh, that's Pat. Okay.
What's that?
Look at how nice
I know,
it
really
is.
It's
beautiful.
Oh, this.
It's got a label on it.
Okay.
You know what I noticed
probably
afterwards? Not only that, look at this.
See, she's got
That's the pattern? That's
the Mariner Star is the pattern. This is who hooked it, and this is the date she hooked it, and this is all the information. Okay. I think that's wonderful.
It is.
Mary Lou, do we want to start with the show and tell?
Move your hand.
Is everybody ready for show? This is my first rug.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm very sorry, but I don't have any information on the pattern of this, so I couldn't get that to you at all.
I care about your work. It's beautiful.
I can't believe this is your second rug. This is my second rug, but the thing I think that is more unbelievable about this, none of this was hand-dyed. None of this. This is in 77 when I started. You could go into the fabric stores, and they used to have bins, and you could pick out colors that you thought would you could use, and it was 79¢ a pound. So this is what I picked, and I had my teacher was not a rug hooker.
Can I ask you? I'm sorry.